Hello and welcome to Kate and Kat's podcast. We run our podcast a little differently than most. Our podcasts are completely spirit-led, and we never know who we're going to have on or what's going to come up to heal. Every episode is a new adventure where we walk people through healing anything from spirit guides to past lives to inner child work, how the energies and trauma affects the mechanical workings of our physical bodies, and exploring time, space, and dimensions and how it's all happening now. This podcast is for beginners and experts alike. This can be considered explicit content to some, as we do not edit ourselves, and sometimes deep trauma work comes up unexpectedly.
And also, we cuss like sailors.
On this episode of Kate and Kat Live, we had the thought of bringing multiple people up for mini sessions. The first person to join us was Brandy, and they ended up staying for the rest of the live. This was one of the coolest lives we have ever had. I mean, of course we helped Brandy connect back with and heal her human engine, but what made this live so cool was that Brandy asked so many questions. Questions that we know many have had. Kate and I got to break down what we do in a very tangible way that made sense with Brandy's mechanical, witchy, and already crafted spiritual practice. The directness, the blending of modalities, the question and answers made for one of the best episodes we've ever had. Hope you enjoyed as well. Without further ado, if you love bad bitches, and that's your fucking problem, on with the podcast.
All right. Does anybody want to come on the screen
and have a mini session?
Yeah.
You can either do auditory or visual, whatever it lets you. Miss Darling says they do. Yancy says yes, but they can't. Hit the request button, like the multi-guest, the little request button, and then Kate will bring you on the screen. And if there's multiple, you have to go from the bottom name up. So just join the guest box, and then when we're done, we'll move to the next one. You might be able to try. They change some of the things. Sometimes you don't have to have 1,000 followers.
Ah, Cyrodwin.
Hi!
Hey, is it Cyrodwin or Caradwin?
Hang on.
That's not what I asked.
I'm in bed.
Hey!
I'm Brandy. You can call me Brandy.
Oh, hey, Brandy.
Yeah.
I learned that last week.
Yeah. It's actually with a K, Caradwin, it's called.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just going to keep spinning on that for some reason. It's like, but it's great, Brandy, but what about your name? All right, so what's up? What do you want to have a little mini session about?
Actually, I'm really physically sick. I've been I'm on stress leave right now. And it's manifesting physically too, like just
there's a lot of phlegm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, it just seems like a lot of bullshit.
Yeah. Are you around a lot of bullshit? Like, did you have to take leave because you're around a lot of bullshit? I mean, yes, you're physically not feeling good, but yeah.
Yeah, it was like giving me an actual like I was gonna have a meltdown.
What is your line of work? Social work?
Trains.
Trains? Like locomotives?
Yes.
What do you do?
Kate's really genuinely excited. She works on trains.
I do. Yeah, I drive. I drive trains.
What?
Yeah. But I work for stupid people, so that was a problem.
Kate, we have to do a spiritual thing. We can't talk about trains and planes right now.
God.
Kate, we have to do a session.
Okay. All right. We will talk, Brandy, later. Okay. Oh, my God. I got to, like, pull back. I got so excited.
She's like,
no, Kate.
Center.
Tell me about it.
Okay.
So we need to get this, that's genuine excitement, like for real.
God.
We need to get the stuff off of you, and then we need to get you to where you can get it off yourself so that you can do whatever the fuck you want to and not worry about other people's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Whenever you're driving these trains, is this cargo or are this people?
People.
Okay, that's what I thought. As you're walking through the car, like Kat was saying, like other people's bullshit, it seems like it like clings to you.
as you're walking through the car,
grabs at you like Death Eaters.
Like, I don't know if the, it doesn't look like they're doing it on purpose.
Do you know that? Do you know the cartoons that have the pie hands with the scent like this? You know, the old school cartoons where they put a pie in the window and the scent turns into a hand and like, come here. The hands look like that, but they're like not just grabbing onto you. They're like going onto you and then the arm breaks off. Like you walk away with the person's energetic arm.
Everything. Shit, they're like, basically.
The people who ride public transit are not... I mean, some of them are okay, but like...
They're jaded. They're very jaded. They're very bitter.
Yeah.
Like, if it's go to work, like that kind of train, like from Connecticut to New York kind of thing, or,
Yeah, it is. Or it's homeless people who have nowhere to go.
Right, so they just ride the train all day.
Yeah, and they do things.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, shoot defecate. Up for sexual or defecate or, all the things. All the things. Okay. Well, you still like your job. You just don't like people. Okay.
Facts.
That's okay. That's the majority of people out there. So it's all good. It's all good. There's people peopling around people and they don't like people.
What if you told the hand, that's okay. I don't want to smell you.
This is so literal. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you say to the magnetized
this hand. All this stuff that seems so mystical and magical, it's really fucking basic. And then once that clicks, it's like, oh.
So be like, hey, hand, like say it out loud. Hey, smell hand.
Literally.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey, smell hand.
That's great and all, but I don't want to smell you.
That's great, but I don't want to smell you.
Perfect.
You can stay over there.
You can keep that. You can stay there. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, but no, it's like a toddler handing you a sticky toy, and you're like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ew. They put in their mouth and maybe their butt. Who knows?
You don't know. You don't. And if it wasn't in their butt, their hand might have been, and then it's on the toy too. Either way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The bunch of iPad kids. That
down. So, Spirit of Science, could please safety wire that down? Is what.
Hang on, I got paper.
Oh, to write it down.
Hell's bells.
Hey. Yeah, because if it works now, then that'll do it again, right?
Yep.
Okay, so what do I say?
Hey, you basically, smell hand. Oh.
Yeah, hey, smell hand. You basically talk to it like you would a fucking, like,
A person.
Yeah, a person. Just you talk to the energy of it like you would talk to a person.
Like... Yeah. Okay.
And then there's a footnote on this with the basics of it, because this goes into medical stuff. This doesn't have to do with you, but I want to mention it. I want to make note of it. That some people will talk to their guides or energy about like their Raynaud's or their ADHD or their whatever the clinical diagnosis to their ailment is. Okay.
Yeah.
You got to be more basic. Like, hey, smelly hand.
Really?
Yes.
I've been trying to over, like, specify, you know,
you gotta under specify.
Because your guides and your team, all those medical terms, they're all made up. They're all made up by other
man.
People. They're not made up by you. So if you were to say, hey, guys, I need to fix my Raynaud's disease, they'd be like, that's great.
The fuck is that? Right.
And if you were to be like, hey, guys, like, I need help with my hurdy hands. They'd be hurting. They'd be like, oh, got you. Whenever you were 5, you had a soccer accident. And then whenever you were 5 in this life, you also had a soccer accident. And then you'd be able to heal it.
Yep. It's crazy. It's so like, and then with ADHD, you just have to say, I can't focus. Why?
If you can't go anywhere with the most impactful point of big name, then you simplify everything. Hey, why do I keep smashing my pinky finger? Oh, that you need to align your timelines.
Brilliant for some reason. I've been sitting here going, I need neuroplasticity. Fuck's sakes. Okay.
Your guides are like, cool.
That's great.
Sounds good.
Have fun with that. Anyway, so, we'll be over here.
I love these talks. They're fun. Mm. So anyway, another cocktail.
I'm trying to think of what else. Same thing with sickness. If you're just like, hey, guys, I have a cold. Why do I have a cold? And then they don't answer.
They don't know what that is.
You could be like, I feel like my throat is backed up or I can't swallow all the mucus. Then they'd be
and
like,
they'll go, oh, there's this little flappy thing or there's this buildup or secretion. I worked with someone the other day that had fluids in their lungs. And I was like, it's like seeping in this gooey stuff, like, and they were like, yeah, and the liquid is on the outside. I was like, it's coming from the walls. And they're like, okay, because I went to the doctor and the fluid's on the outside of the lungs. I'm like, why is it showing me on the inside of the lungs? I'm like, why, what does that even fucking mean? And it was coming from their heart and seeping in through the walls and then filling up their lungs. We literally, like, you can put a drain in your lungs and drain the fluid, or you can go, okay, what's the next step? So what stops the leaky stuff from the heart? Show me on the heart what needs to be mended. And they're like, oh, it's these valves. I'm like, well, when the fuck did the valves on the heart get busted? And it took us back to when in her 20s, and she had like a romantic thing, but her dad would make her feel shame for having a romantic thing, and so she hit it and it busted her heart valve, so she had to fix that and then push it forward. No more leaky lungs.
Makes sense?
Yeah, and that story is relevant too. So that for a reason. Yeah, and it's clicking. So
okay, so tell us about your ailments, because we know why you're getting them. So what's going on with you?
Specifically,
your body is like an engine, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a train.
I've been losing my temper, like becoming fantasizing of being homicidal, like spitting on people. Like, I'm
okay. So your combustion chamber is broken. The combustion chamber of your engine. What makes an engine go? Right? It goes under pressure and explodes. That's what powers it.
Okay, a diesel or something,
so,
sure.
So how do you fix that? How would you fix a combustion engine?
Well,
you probably...
There's a lot in my mind's overthinking it now. I'm actually thinking of an engine.
Okay.
I'm
like, so what would you do for an engine that is too hot? You would probably put like cooling fins on it, right? You would probably make it fuel injected instead, right? Like, you would make it to where it can handle more, do more things.
So if your new engine, if your new vessel is electric, and your body is still running on coal, it's not going to be conducive. You're putting coal where electricity needs to go. Or if it's overheating, it needs cooling fans. Does this make sense?
Like, you talking about food? I don't understand.
No. Like, okay, so if you're most people think of the dimensional realms as like your physical bone and flesh, and then you've got it, well, your flesh, and then inside that's organs and bones, and then you've got your soul that's inside, and then you've got all the rest of the gooey ooey gooey dimensional angel demon blue 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 blue. But really what it is you have a form where you're a transformer car. You have a form of you that is the Jolly Green Giant. You have a form of you that is a tree. You have a form of you that in a different dimension that is bleeding through to help you.
Oh, so I think of it like a fractal system. Is it like that?
A fractal system. Be more specific, because I don't know what fractal system is.
A fractal is like a piece.
Fractal. Do you ever see those things where it's like an optical illusion where you see a picture and then you look in on one part of the picture and then that picture is again and again and again and again? Mm-hmm. So I view consciousness like that and dimensional travel
I
like
mean,
that.
That's so, there too.
Okay, so it's...
Okay, so... All right, so we're going to take you in instead of, like, just talking about it, because you can experience it better that way.
Okay.
So say, Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please take me to my personal.
Take me to my personal.
Combustion.
Combustion.
What, room, center?
I was going to say chamber.
Chamber. Combustion chamber.
The chamber.
It is. It is fuel injected. And I don't think it should be. I think you have a classic engine. But what?
Your passion. Oh, that's great.
Yes, I like engines, guys. So actually, can you do the Spirit if it's in the highest good? I think somebody else is in your engine. So can you say Spirit if it's in the highest good?
Spirit if it's in the highest good.
Please activate.
Exactly.
The intense energy.
Sorry.
The intense energy vampire cleanse.
The intense energy vampire cleanse.
To my combustion chamber.
My combustion chamber.
See how it's moving in your gut center, your hips, your lower back, up your spine, through your stomach.
And speed that up. Like, say, speed that up.
Speed that up. Actually, that was weird. That actually made me contract in my, I don't know what that is.
In your head?
No. In the reproductive organs in the gut.
Yeah.
It contracted all in the lower area.
I haven't stopped having a period for 6 weeks.
Even what?
I've had my period for 6 weeks. I've had nothing but diarrhea for 6 weeks. And it's weird. You're like, that's not fuel injected. Because I had this vision of like, I feel like there's like hormones that are being
injected.
Be. Yeah.
It's all connected. Your body really is an engine.
Okay. So I want to say, when we went in there, Kate said, somebody is in here. If someone is injecting hormones in there, who's putting their female bullshit on you? Not just trained people.
Like, you should be acting this way. You should be doing this.
It could be social media. It could be sister, mom, partner. It could be anything. It could be friend. Who's putting their societal female
shit?
I don't know. But I think it's triggering the father wound of the shoulding.
Oh, should, yeah.
Different thing, but the misogyny of the shoulding.
But it could be a guy too. Because it's still putting on you societal female roles. It could be as simple as someone being like, women wash the dishes. It could be like, women need to wear dresses.
Women don't conduct trains.
Women wear long hair.
The environment, it's very misogynistic, male dominated. I'm one of two women. So, you know, and 50 drivers. So, I mean, it could be an energetic. No one's ever said it to my face.
Right. They usually won't.
Yeah.
They'll just say it loud enough for you to hear casually.
Because for as misogynistic as they are, they don't have the balls. Real weird.
Yeah, for me, they wouldn't have the balls. I would spit on their face. They know it. Yeah. So yeah.
You can energetically spit on their face. I'm
do
just
it.
Letting you know.
All the time.
No, line them up right now and do it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, be like.
Yeah.
Mm. It feels good.
See? A lot lifting off. A lot lifting off.
I slap the fuck out of people all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
she also eats them.
I eat them too. Yes.
Just like.
It's an energetic rebirth.
Yeah. Right.
So.
Okay. So that was the combustion, right? What's next? Because your train is set up differently than what it's supposed to be. So how do we get your engine running the way it's supposed to?
What do your cylinders look like?
Oh, I also want to say this real quick. I made a post the other day, and it was about your lower back hurting because of finances. And then people were like, oh, it could be because of running. It could be because of this. It could be because of this. All these different ideas. And I was like, they're not getting it. If you heal the issue of the financial thing, no matter how many times you run or go up a mountain or lay on your back or sit, you have healed the root of it and nothing will hurt. So that being said, if you figure out your engine and you heal it, fix your engine, upgrade it, because we upgrade our systems all the time. No matter who tries to put their bullshit on you, it slides right off. It just doesn't stick because you've fixed the root issue. Okay, sorry, go back.
So, oh yeah, all good. It, so say spirit. What's going on with my cylinders?
What's going on with my cylinders?
Went right in.
Misfiring. They're firing.
You can hear them too. You can hear them and feel them.
I actually saw, so I used to be a heavy duty mechanic in a past life, not in a past life, but in this life in a different state. And what I saw was like a bent rod.
Oh, how do you fix it?
I don't know.
Change the jugs. Okay. Spirit, you could say spirit if it's in the highest. Sorry, that's what they call cylinders in aviation. I'm so sorry.
I wanted to jiggle my jugs, but I couldn't. The box is up too high.
Yes.
Couldn't get it there.
Angle it down. No, I'm just kidding. Spirit if it's in the highest.
Spirit if it's in the highest good.
Please, update and upgrade?
Please update and upgrade?
My cylinders and their timing.
Cylinders and their timing. This is so funny.
There we go. There it goes.
And the inner workings of it. So like the rods, the cylinder, it's at like the little pistons.
Now it has that sound.
Sexy.
You hear it. That's funny.
It's fucking great.
Oof. And then I kind of become the person so I can feel what is happening. So I'm just letting you know that I'm just feeling what you're doing.
And the drivetrain too. Upgrade and update that.
The drive shaft? The band? Oh.
And the cam shaft, too.
Oh, that's fucked up, you guys. That's fucked up.
What?
So when I first did that, I felt it in my uterus. Like
okay.
The energy ball around the uterus.
Uh-huh.
Said the drive train, it went boom, like down.
Cool, like, right?
That's fucked up.
Sorry, my cat is very loud.
Max, he's real into it. It's because you're talking about engines. He's so excited.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, so what else? Say, spirit, what else is this connected to?
Spirit, what else is it connected to?
Hey guys, this might not be a mini reading, but we're really into it. So I'm sorry if you wanted a request. This might just be this tonight.
What about your battery and your starter?
You need a whole overhaul. And if you know how to do this stuff already, like if you've done it before and you've seen it before, you can say, spirit, please activate.
Spirit, please activate.
Brandy. Overhaul. To me.
Me.
Conducive to what I need.
Conducive to what I need.
If you were a heavy mechanic, then you already know how to do this to yourself.
Because everything you've already done, you have it exists in the world. It's a healing.
Oh, speed that up.
Ooh, that's a lot. Ooh, God, that feels good.
Safety, wire that down. Say seriously. It's in the highest good. Sorry.
You would say... Sorry, go, Kate.
Spirit, if it's in the highest good.
Spirit, if it's in the highest good.
Please, safety.
I'm sorry, I missed that again.
Safety wire all this down.
Safety, what?
Safety wire.
Safety wire.
You know what that is, right?
Okay, I was like, okay, safety wire all this down. Oh!
Conducive. You know what that is, right? You might
think of that though.
So we have figured out over the years that as humans being humans, we'll be like, that was crazy good, but like it didn't really work. And we'll just undo all the fucking shit, all the work that we did. So now when we have sessions with people, because we're not about people like coming back to us over and over again. You can.
You want to heal the shit.
You can, but we're trying to get to the root of it. Kate has figured out you can safety wire it down, and it makes it so your human doesn't fuck it up and undo the shit. And then you're in charge of when it gets upgraded again or changed.
That's neat.
Mm-hmm. My cat just came and sat next to me. It's because we stopped talking about engines. He's like, oh, finally.
That is smart. That is smart.
Huh. All right. That's a
lot. Cool.
Actually, okay. This feels pretty good now.
Yeah, your engine feels a lot better.
My uterus feels a lot better.
Like, you I'm can not go crazy. Ahead and ask for all the, say, Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please allow me access to and activate.
Please allow me access to and activate.
All the reproductive organ healings and workings.
All the reproductive organ healings and working.
That Kate and Kat have.
Kate and Kat have.
Conducive to what I need.
Conducive to what I need.
We have a lot over the years, so.
It's like I want to yawn, but.
Speed it up.
Speed it up, please. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, Kaz.
Okay, so now that your engine's feeling all good, what's next?
The exhaust, and it's in your upper back, and it fucking hurts. It's pointy. And it's in your shoulder blade.
You've got organ pipes as your exhaust. What is this
muscle
like?
Muscle car.
Oh. I'm like, what the fuck? Some Phantom of the Opera shit going on.
But it hurts, though. Can you upgrade enough your exhaust?
Sorry.
All of your whole exhaust.
That's the yawning. That makes sense.
It gets backed up, too, from other people, like the people that put stuff on you.
Oh, okay.
What, pressure relief valves? Okay. Install your correct balance divine pressure relief valve. Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, sick. That's gonna be fucked up, you guys. That's so fucked up.
That's going to be less headaches. Less migraines, less joint pain.
Less temper. Less temper.
Yeah. Well, your temper's good. Let's not get rid of it.
It's to the point where you can channel it.
Yeah.
Put it into something useful for yourself instead of stuff that pisses you off about yourself.
Yeah.
When that happens.
Because it backfires.
Yeah. Get it?
These phrases that people say, like, even when they say, like, man, this shit's heavy, man, it's because it's literal weight on your body. Like, these phrases aren't for nothing. These catchphrases. Anyway, what are you going to say, Kate?
I'm trying to think of it. It was something about the backfire. Something about engines. Oh, well. So, whenever you get angry, talk to your guides and your team and be like, I don't want blah, 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 blah anymore. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I want to be able to write this book. I want to be able to talk to my friends. I want to be able to blah, blah, blah. And that's the shit that's heavy.
Lift my goal weight, finish making that blanket. I want to dad metal on Sunday morning, clean my bathroom, like save this anger that I have and put it into that, like use the fuck out of it for yourself instead of hating life.
Yeah.
What I want for you is to have such cool calmness and have that banked up that you almost become like American Psycho.
Yeah, same. I want to walk around like that guy, like Eckhart Tolle, where he's like sleeping all the time. You know?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that'd be my dream.
Yeah, transmute it, Kaz. Exactly. Use that shit. Or, in fact, Now that she brought that up, if you're into any of that witchy shit, put it into your workings, bro. Like,
I have.
You know how they say that if you, but if you're angry at the thing, that it's not good to put the anger that you're focused on into the working towards that thing. You need it banked so that you can pull that anger and that gross and it not affect you. Does that make sense? Yeah, you can do that with pain, Yancy.
Like in a battery.
Yeah. Well, I feed mine. I personally feed mine to my lowest dimensional form that eats it for fuel because I don't use physical stuff, but I have to empty that tank all the time. Like when Kate empties hers, she empties it mostly for success for herself and for her loved ones, her chosen people or whatever. That's how she likes to transmute it. And then sometimes, like she said, she talks to her guides and she's like, this is what I want to do. I want to write this book. I want to do these projects. I want to do this at work. And she gives them a list. So they have their own little bottles, basically. And then when you go to do the thing, it's like banked from there and it just goes into what you want to do.
Fucking great.
Is it as that denser emotion, or do you like filter it and just capture the energy of it? You know what I'm saying?
The denser.
Yeah. The heavier, the better, honestly.
And honestly, you guys that get like stomach aches and stuff, you've started feeding stuff to your lowest dimensional form, you probably need to transmute your banked energy because your tanks are backed up like a fucking sewer system. Put it into something. Transmute it into this working. Transmute it into cleaning the house. Transmute it into that great fuck. Whatever. Like, use that shit and your stomach ache will go away.
Cool. Well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
It's real
now,
good.
How do we... I want to make sure... Jesus Christ. Okay, I want to make sure that you're good to where, like, when you go to work, that shit's, like your shielding and stuff is set up. Also, because you're going to do all the things, like, you're already going. Also, I want to make sure that those... the things that we just talked about is communicated to your team so it goes where it needs to go. Because we talked about it, but you didn't tell them what you want to do with that anger. Okay.
Yes. It's all I'm going to say is that you need to upgrade and update your team now. And I do this at update and upgrade my entire team. And as I'm saying this, like, do it. Your entire team, spirit guide, spirit team, their entire realm, dimension, and dwelling. The way they see you and the way you see them. And I do this about once a week. I update and upgrade them probably like once every couple days.
Yours look like a pit crew right now. It's real interesting.
That's cute.
And Kat said before, and I really liked it, is that you're not even the same person as you were this morning. So updating and upgrading them, you do it as much as like every hour. Please don't do that because that would just be weird.
You just say it, Emma. Changes. They said, how do you upgrade them? You say, spirit, if it's in my highest good, please upgrade my spirit team, myself, like my communications.
Yeah.
Huh?
Like a phone, you're syncing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Especially if you've done a bunch of healings. Like, I cannot stress that enough.
Oh, shit.
Because they're going to keep giving you what old you wanted.
Okay.
And they're going to be like, but it's what you wanted. And you're like, but I healed that trauma.
Fuck. That makes so much sense. I went through this whole journey with I had to change them all out. I was so pissed at them. I was so pissed. And they were so confused. They were like, what did we do? And I'm like, you guys suck. You guys shit. I didn't think of it like that.
They should be rotating out pretty frequently.
Yeah, really? But they weren't upgraded is
that's the point.
What was being said.
Yeah. Nothing was synced. I was a different person. Yeah, that's exactly. I didn't think of it like that. That's exactly what happened. I was so mad.
You did it to yourself. You did.
You did.
And that's why it really hurts. You did it to yourself.
So I would update and upgrade everything. Your communications, the way you see everything, the way everybody sees you.
Someone asked, can you do that with the house cleanse? Yes, you can. And you can upgrade your house cleanse and update your house cleanse and all that stuff. But on Kate's page, she has a team revamp sweep. It has everything that it has in it. And just like the house cleanse that I have written out is your own energy. The team revamp sweep that she has on her page is still your own energy, but it goes like up and out. And I've said, hey, Kate, why don't we just upgrade our language and just use the team revamp sweep? But we've seen that the house cleanse and the team revamp sweep do slightly different things and they go well together. But yeah, you can upgrade.
The team revamp sweep is for upgrades.
The way Kate and I have things set up too, like if we work with someone that has COVID in their lungs, right? And then we work with someone who has like smoke lined from years of, you know, tobacco use or whatever. Every lung healing we have, we put it into our lung healing. Like our stuff automatically gets upgraded, our healings do, but we clean off our healings to make sure that those are good too. Cause you kind of want to, like, if you don't clean the wash rag, it'll start to smell. So everything that we use to heal, we clean our healings all the time in our meditations, in our stuff, in our TikToks.
So you have to keep your stuff. So let's say you had like a really terrible stain in a rug. Or like in a tile, how would you clean that? Oh, how would you clean an engine? What did you clean engines with?
WD-40 and Slapshot.
Okay, so then that would be Brandy's cleanup healing. Because we would use methyl ethyl ketone, MEK, which you can't get anymore. They still sell it, but it's a very watered down. So yours would be what, WD-40? What do you want to call it?
Like if you were to name it something that you remember. Ours are real simple because we have so many of them, but some people like really fun names.
It just grease. You just clean it with clean grease and then like a brake cleaner, a slap shot to clean the grease, like the dirty grease.
Do you want
to
call it your slap shot healing?
Yeah,
it's kind of slap shot wipe down or
do it.
What?
So, So say Spirit of It's in My Highest Good, please activate Brandy's Slapshot Healing to me.
Word of It's in My Highest Good, please activate Brandy's Slapshot Healing to me.
There it goes. Mm-hmm. You have already done it before, so you can access it. When you did it, you made the healing.
Oh.
Computer, the source, when I say source is a computer, I say that a lot. What do you say about source, Kate? I don't ever hear you talk about source. Like I say source is a computer, but I call it people soup and I call it a computer. What do you call it?
Source.
Just source.
It's just
everything.
That is, it is. You're basically talking to you and then spirit is talking to everything.
Yeah.
Like your team, you, yeah.
So do you think of it as an all one thing or do you still think of it as like pieces inside, like a nucleus inside a cell and then the little things?
Oh, it's all different. Like
all different parts.
Yeah. Source is somebody else's source is somebody else's source.
Yeah. But when I think of it as like a computer, I was going somewhere with that. I'm so sorry. Oh, but everything that you do, you code it into the computer and you can access it by like searching your database. So like in 2020, I made a healing. I just took one ibuprofen and I was like, I am naming this cat's ibuprofen. And I was like, hey guys, try this out. If you have a headache or a back pain, say cat's ibuprofen healing to me. Worked for everybody. And I was like, oh.
The source. Okay. Because everybody's been a computer before, so you're talking to the computer version of you.
Okay.
That's why it doesn't, that's why I laugh when people say source instead of spirit.
Because you're talking to everybody.
You're talking, yeah, whenever you say source, you're just talking to the computer, so it's going to do the thing, whether it's right or wrong, or whether you want it or not. And whether it knows how to or not, it's just going to do it. So, yeah. Pretty cool.
Like talking to an AI and asking for a person eating a cheeseburger and then it doesn't look like a person eating a cheeseburger. It's like, this is what you wanted.
This is it. And you're like, no, this is not actually what I wanted. I thought I wanted this.
Okay. Prevention protection stuff. For you, for when you go into work.
Well, okay, so here's where I get confused. Because if you protect too much, I feel disconnected. And then I'll actually go crazy. We don't want Brandy to go crazy. So I can't pull my energy and be completely disconnected. I have to have some permeation because there's a barrier.
So spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Okay, spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please set my shielding.
Please set my shielding.
To keep out what does not serve me.
But what does not serve me.
But allow light, dark.
Allow light and dark.
Healing and justice.
Healing and justice.
To penetrate when I say so.
Penetrate when I say so.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please allow me to access.
Allow me to access.
My energetic and spiritual abilities.
My energetic and spiritual abilities.
To their highest potency.
Their highest potency.
But conducive to my now human form.
Conducive to my now human form.
And then you have sensory knobs too. Because Kate had helped me with this because I wanted everything on full blast. And then I went on like the subways in New York City and I started feeling and turning into the corners that I was going by. And I was like, this is too much. I can't fucking handle this. Like, what the fuck is happening? So we had to work on that.
It was great. Okay, so run through work right now, like energetically, and what happens.
Like, how's your day go?
Yeah.
Okay. So that Kate can tune into it.
Okay. So you're a visual person, yeah, so I'll try and put it all in here.
All I have to do is walk through it energetically. Like, if you're a feeler, then you just go. I'm a seer.
She can tune into any of it. So just do it like you normally would. Just talk like you normally would. And okay. I'll tune in and she'll tune in, but.
So just my routine. So yeah. I get up at the crack of ass. I try to put something in my face, you know, some type of food, because I'm not going to eat for about 5 hours, 6 hours. I usually have, like, I have to make sure my physical needs are met because it's a long, you know, I have to be there and be, it's a continuous schedule, boom, 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 boom. Maintaining schedule, a lot of pressure, you know, and I have to be physically capable for at least 5 to 6 hours. And then I get my break and then, I eat butter chicken every day. I don't know why. And then
it actually seems to be going really good now.
She's looking at it with this healing that you've already done.
Like as a machine, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I have my butter chicken, and it's a joke that everybody makes about me and my fucking butter chicken. There's something about the garlic, I don't know. And then you know, I get on the second run.
Oh, it's the garlic that keeps the energy vampires away. Okay, bye.
Yeah. Yeah, makes sense.
Nice.
So and then I fight.
That's
to get
why
off
they
the
can't. That's why they can't eat your energy. They just stick their energy to you, and their arms break off like zombie arms.
Because
they try to grab at you, but they can't because of the fucking garlic. Sorry.
And then they hit.
And I probably stink at that point. You know, it's not just them smelling like
not
shit.
Not compared to them, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're bad. Hey, so Yeah, so then I fight on occasion at least twice a week to get the fuck off that train on time because my bosses are completely fucking incompetent and can't seem to run a fucking schedule to save their goddamn life. And getting on the train for themselves never is an option, so it's forced overtime, which is illegal.
How do we make it to where the job is your bitch and you're not its bitch?
Dominate it. See, look at your job. Are you a seer
down,
or a feeler?
Look down at it.
And zoom out.
And it's the model, you know, the models on like Beetlejuice or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of person you are, but it seems like you can just go ahead and fuck it.
Fuck it.
Yep.
What? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, like run your hips into it, like you mm-hmm. fucking like that. Like
exactly.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's why white vans don't bother Kate. We looked at it. I was like, why don't you ever have white van issues? And she's like, holy shit. looks like I fuck them.
I fuck the Vans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, like, the Vans will come near my house and listen to me.
Like, my 10-year-old energetically eats bugs, never has bug issues ever in their life because they just energetically yum, 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 yum. Like, yeah, fuck your job. But you be the one that's fucking it with the KY, not the other way around.
Right. Right.
How do you make it your bitch? Don't let it take your joy from you. Like, when Kate goes to work, there's people there. And they try to put their people shit on her. And she's like, I fucking love airplanes, bro. I fucking get to be around airplanes, bro. Like, that shit's sick, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool. Like, when someone asks you what you do, and it's pretty badass, I'm not gonna lie.
Right. And then when your job is on you being shitty and all you can think about it, you're like when we ask you, instead of you being like, I drive chains, you're like, oh, and there's some gross people in there. And then, and it's like, yeah. Cool. That doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now you can walk around and anybody who tries to give you shit, you could be like, I fucked you. What's up?
Right.
What's going on, bitch? You like that? I'm sorry.
You seem like you fucking did.
You seem happier today.
Let me blow your whistle, baby. Whistle, baby. Toot, toot,
let
toot.
Me know. They already did let you know, though.
You've got to make it to where you go to work because you like it. You can work anywhere and you choose to work there. You have your routine. And if it strays from your routine, that's cool, man. It's all right. Like, they can be a shitty little crybaby. And it's kind of like, if they are a shitty little crybaby, you're just like, oh, man, it not go good for you. Sorry. Like how Mike Wazowski handles the paperwork lady. Oh, shit.
I'm watching you, Wazowski.
And they're like, oh, well, we're going to dox you pay, or we're going to make you work hours, or we're going to, you know, like, cool, then I'll report you. That sounds like fun. Why would you do that to yourself? That's silly. Silly little man.
Like,
can
weird.
You do anything like that?
I put in grievances. They refuse to have meetings. It's really a dreary process. But yeah, I'm definitely the squeaky wheel.
Well, then fuck the meetings then.
Literally, put them on the table and fuck them. Go for it. Mm-hmm. Rub them the right way too.
Yep.
There you go.
And speed that up. For real.
Yep.
Make everything that you don't like your bitch.
Your bitch. We're not even kidding. We would not fuck. Like, you can feel it. You can fucking feel it. We have figured out a lot of shit along the way. It is not all love and light. And sometimes you gotta fuck the thing and make it your bitch. Or put it in front of you and spit in its fucking face and say, fuck off. Sometimes you do, and it works. This is your fucking world. Stop letting them fucking run it. They're running your emotions. They're running your health. They're running your, like, why?
For why? No fucking reason.
Who the fuck
just
are they?
Just because they want to. Like, just because they want to. And it's like, wow, that's unfortunate that you want to, because I also want to. So I win. And then you take
sorry.
It.
Sorry. Like, okay, simple. Simplicity. Your kids come up to me. My kids come up to me when they were younger. And they're like, so-and-so's hitting me. So-and-so came after me with a knife. So-and-so, like. And I'm like, well, what'd you do to piss them off? Well, it looks like you guys are being assholes to each other. You should probably deal with that. I'm not your referee. I'm not gonna fucking choose who wins. So y'all are stuck together. It's quarantine. I don't know what to tell you. You can have a happy life or you can have a shitty one. Or like, that man, they keep listening to my music. It was my music first. Well, you've got good taste. And thank God it's not JoJo Siwa. Be happy.
That's literally the work environment I'm in, by the way.
Yeah.
It's literally like that.
Mm-hmm. So just make it like it shouldn't bother you. Don't release all soul contracts with having to be the squeaky wheel that are no longer in your highest good.
Upgrade and update the wheel, too. Oh, wow. It's better than the other wheels for some reason.
It's like you reinvented the wheel.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh my God. It's crazy.
We're happy as shit. We are happy people all the fucking time. We are so happy. We've got, like, she deals with bullshit, you know, mechanic people, store people, people in the airport that don't have the same policies as her, people trying to put her down, people that don't know that she's FDA or whatever the fuck, FAA, not food, food and drug.
Well, yeah, a pretty woman couldn't possibly be competent in her role.
Right. A fucking idiot.
Hey, it's and great. So she just kind of goes, cool. And they go, we need to come up with a solution to get these fucking paperworks and these certs. And she goes, cool. How are you going to do that?
We can.
And they go, you got to make it happen. And she's like, well, your choices are this, this, and this. And they go, well, you want to run, 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 run. And she goes, wow.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do about that? And then they call her boss and blah, 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 blah. And then he's just like, she's right. And they're like, we're going to come up with a solution some way. And she's like, here's three of them. Have fun. She does not give a fuck. There is a crybaby. Can you please tell them about the crybaby guy that works at your job and not say his name?
Oh, my God. Okay. So there's this 65-year-old man.
And that, how you deal with it. Okay.
And so he does things like won't talk to me if I've had to send a very leader email of like, hey guys, we're doing this wrong. It's literally not compliant with the FAA. He will not talk to me. He will not talk to me. Yes, like Kat's doing. Like I'll sit there and be like, hey, blah, 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 blah. And he'll pretend like he doesn't hear me and then will tell everyone that he thinks that I'm mad at him and I will not talk to him.
He'll go talk to someone else and be like, I think Kate's mad at me.
And then how I deal with that is I'm just like, wow, that's unfortunate. And then I go, bye, person's name. Have a good day. And that's it. I don't.
And then every fucking day, you know what? You know what's happened? So this person is in his 60s. He's been a whiny ass baby his whole life, but he doesn't get fired because they get something from him. He either will do the shit job or he'll do the, like, come in on the hours or whatever the fuck they're looking for, right? So Kate does not give him what he's looking for. So he pouts, ignores her, and for the first time in his fucking career, does his fucking job out of spite.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? I'm a lot happier that he doesn't talk to me. It's amazing. Yeah, it's so great. Everyone wins. Mm-hmm.
I would be.
But that's the thing. Everyone went like the company, still in control.
She's in control. The guy's doing better. He's probably having epiphany moments that he's doing better with his job and like, oh shit, I can do this. You know?
And so did you, the guy?
No.
In your head?
No, she didn't.
How did you?
She didn't do that.
How did you do that?
Oh, like, I just let him have a fit.
Like, she saw him as a little baby. When she thinks of him, he's a little baby in diapers. And it, like, changes the role and the perspective of how to deal with it. And it's just like, that's who that is.
I'm not your mom, so I will not be changing your diapers. And then I walk away from the crying baby.
Yeah.
I'm not the crying baby's mom.
Yeah.
But he wants me to be real bad. Wants me to play that role of mommy. And I'm not anyone's mom. Maybe Max is my cat's.
I had, the other day I had 6 sessions by myself, did a live, then had a session with Kate that night. And I was just like, we got off after the session and had dinner and hung out and woo, no big deal. My kids are good, happy. Our relationships are good. We go have date night. Like, we are literal trauma healers. Dealing with physical fucking people that are going through like death and human emotions and shit, and they tried to put it on us, and we just kind of help them through it if they want to help themselves, and if they don't, we definitely don't try. And we live the best fucking life. We're just happy.
Someone said in the chat, 65-year-old man, say no more. Sorry. Just fucking funny.
So if you have to go against your human morals and kind of, for you, maybe look down at them or like, not really look down at them, but like see them for what they are.
Put your hand up in front of your face and be like, no. And then that's you saying like, zoom out, right? Like, you're like, oh, that person that keeps talking to me about how much they hate their wife. You zoom out, right, energetically, and then you're like, oh, they hate their life, and they want everyone else to as well, so they have something to talk about. Like, they don't know they're consciously doing this. They just know, I want friends. You know what I mean?
And it's not your job to fix them either.
No. So it's kind of like, damn, you hate your wife? Well, I don't hate her. So, like, if you want, I'll go fuck her. I will take her. Or you can just not talk to him and just be like, damn, that sucks, and then walk away.
That's lifting a lot for some reason. Okay, so what do you do about the public transit people and they're, you know, the homeless that sit and piss and shit? How are you gonna handle that?
Me?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You.
Well, I'm probably going to, like, anytime I change ends, because that's how you drive a train. You can't, you know.
Right. You can't turn it around.
No. So there's no steering there. So
so don't turn your job around then. Sorry. Sorry.
So I'll probably, for my own competency, practice, recite the shield. And then, so I'm confident as I walk through that for at least that moment, I'm shielded.
You could even just walk through and set it to a hand motion and just be like, ew, brother, ew.
Oh my
no,
God.
Brother.
No, brother.
No, brother. Ew. Ew, brother. Ew. Just wipe it off. Like, you can literally feel like a pimp. Brush your shoulders off. You can
actually
walk through.
When you get in your, yeah.
Like, sorry. Usher.
When you get in your cart, in your control station, after you walk through the cabin, just brush your shoulders off and be like, ew, brother, ew, or whatever. Whatever you set it to is what you're going to do.
If you want to recite, like you said, to memorize it or whatever, but it's got to be your words. So it's got to be something that you would do in a joking way that has meaning to you and your team, that sounds like you, that feels like you. So even if it's like you take your feet and go like this, shuffle and be like, kick rocks, bitch. Like, whatever feels like you. Do a ballerina twirl and be like, woo, dance that shit off. Like, whatever feels right and correct for you is what you guys should be doing. Not verbatim what we say. Mm-hmm. We just write it in a way so you guys can comprehend what the fuck we're doing. Like, we put it in a language so that majority of people can understand. But you're supposed to put it in your language.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, if it's Cupcake and it's the deep throat song, then that's how you get them off of you, you know?
Yeah. And I think I'll be okay with that.
You will be.
You will be. You've got it. You've already upgraded all of your shit. You've already fucked them. You can't take that back.
No.
Sorry. That's done. That deed's done and we all saw it. It was on live.
Brandy's team, don't you dare. You can't take it back. You already said
safety wire it down. Safety wire it down.
Spirits, that's good.
Also, we're sarcastic assholes, too. Like, it's fun for us. We'll say some shitty shit. Like, the other night, I told Kate's husband, I was like, fuck off, Shaden. And then right away, I just said, Spirit, please undo that. It's real simple. It's just like, in reverse, sorry, takesy backsies, because my words mean stuff. So I just want to make it clear to everybody's team, I don't actually mean for Shaden to go fuck off. Thank you. Spirit, please undo that again.
And I say all the time that the FAA owes me child support, and then I'll say, Spirit, please undo that.
Because she doesn't want kids.
I don't, ever. And the FAA has never fucked me, so.
So.
Yeah.
But you can be yourself. I reposted a video the other day about, like, I wanted to not say FML anymore when I drop stuff, but I didn't feel right, just like the energy needed to match. And so when I drop things, I started saying son of a cocksucking whorebag. son of a cocksucking whore bag. And then I'd pick it up. It wasn't harming anybody. I was changing my language, but it doesn't have to be so, like,
pointed, I guess?
Like, meticulous, like, sewn in and cursive. Like, it's not me.
Yeah.
Is this overwhelming you? Do you need the brain aneurysm and blowout healings?
I think
you
might. I was going to say.
I'm a little bit actually feeling dizzy. Like, I'm,
okay. Activate your grounding straps for your engine. There you go.
Yeah, sorry. You asked a question and I started overthinking.
I think you were spinning.
Like literally?
Yeah. Yeah, because of what you were going through. So I think it was like a spin.
Well, I drive around in circles all day.
Yeah. I thought it was back and forth. I thought there was no going back.
Well, yeah, but it's...
Which is it?
It turn feels, around. No,
you're not kidding. You're kidding. It's real. That's yeah, back and forth, and it felt like circles.
NASCAR.
Like circles. Spinning in
circles. Why are there so many left turns?
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, so after we do like a big healing and big workings and stuff like that, we do something called, Kat calls it the closing statements because she used to work in restaurants. And I call it the close up / sign offs because I work in aircraft and it's like an inspection thing. So you can go on either of our pages, but it's like healings that kind of close everything together, make everything flow.
I want to do it for this one.
What do you mean?
I want us to do it instead of having them go, like having Brandy go do it. I want to walk them through. Are you just explaining it first?
Oh, yeah, but I am tired. So I'm glad that you said that. Like I'm drained right now. So.
Do you want me to do them?
Yes, please.
Okay, so you're going to do it my way. Whether you like it or fucking not. No, you don't have to, but
oh
like.
My God.
The point of it is to stretch it out. The way that I see it is to stretch it out throughout time and space. If you stretch it out to all past versions of you, like all the work that you did now, you're teaching them how to do it. So that's younger you that's learning, teenage you that's learning past life versions on the Earth timeline, which enhances your skill set now and enhances the healing to now because you are making it back then. So it'll be like enhanced muscle memory, enhanced cellular memory, and so on and so forth. And then we also like merge timelines and align to the like most healed timeline and back to now since all time is now. Anyway, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please copy and paste.
Please copy and paste.
Everything that I did today.
Everything that I did today.
Actually, everything that I did during this session.
Everything that I did during this session.
To all forms and versions of me.
To all forms and versions of me.
And situations.
And situations.
Conducive to what they need.
What they need.
Throughout space. Time.
Time.
Spaces in between.
Spaces in between.
Dimensions, realms.
Dimensions, realm.
Pocket dimensions.
Dimensions.
Timelines.
Timelines.
Realities.
Realities.
Lands.
Lands.
And multiverses.
Multiverse.
Please copy and paste it to the residual.
Copy and paste it to the residual.
Please close all dead timelines.
Close all dead timelines.
And close the book on all dead versions of me.
And close the book on all dead versions of me.
Please mend all broken or shattered timelines.
Please mend all broken and shattered timelines.
Please merge all timelines to the most healed timeline.
Please merge all timelines to the most healed timeline.
Put the thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
What? You want me to say that?
Yeah.
Of course we do.
Put the thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Into all four quadrants.
Into all four quadrants.
Ripple this in every direction.
Ripple this in every direction.
Release all soul contracts.
Release all soul contracts.
Bartering slips.
Bartering slips.
Bill of sales.
Bill of sales.
Gentlemen's agreements or the like.
Ooh. Gentlemen's agreements or the like.
That are no longer in my highest good.
They're no longer my highest good.
Please release soul fragments.
Please release soul fragments.
Connected to all of this.
Connected to all of this.
Wrapped in divine justice.
Wrapped in divine justice.
And love, light, and forgiveness.
And love, light, and forgiveness.
Return them to the rightful owners.
Return them to the rightful owners.
At this time.
At this time.
Please download the light codes I need at this time.
Download the light codes I need at this time.
Please upload the dark codes I need at this time.
The dark codes I need at this time.
Please import the gray codes I need at this time.
The gray codes I need at this time.
Activate my codes.
Activate my codes.
Calibrate me to my highest working frequency.
Calibrate me to my highest working frequency.
Oof. Please activate.
Please activate.
All the brain aneurysm healings.
Brain aneurysm healing.
Blowout healings.
Blowout healing.
Burnout healings.
Burnout healing.
That each of my forms and versions need.
Each of my forms and versions need.
Yeah, we're very big on, like, not letting versions of your view, mine, melt. Like, that's no good. Yeah. Please align myself.
Align myself.
Family, friends.
Family, friends.
Relationships, pets.
Relationships, pets.
Career, home.
Career, home.
Clarity.
Clarity.
Prosperity.
Clarity.
And purpose. With the most healed timeline.
The timeline.
What's rightfully and already mine.
What's rightfully and already mine.
Receiving what's rightfully and already mine.
Receiving what's rightfully and already mine.
And back to my now moment.
And back to my now moment.
Please merge me.
Please merge me.
With all forms and versions of me.
All forms and versions of me.
That my soul is discovered.
My soul is discovered.
Exchange brandy information with them.
Exchange brandy information with them.
Calibrate us.
Calibrate us.
Disconnect us.
Disconnect us.
Anchor us back into the correct dimensional forms.
Anchor us back into the correct dimensional forms.
Okay. Please undo.
Hang on.
No. Please undo.
Please undo.
Anything that myself.
Anything that myself.
Cat or Kate.
Cat or Kate.
Did tonight.
Did tonight.
With me.
With me.
That we shouldn't have fucking done.
That we shouldn't have fucking done.
Or wasn't in my highest good.
Wasn't in my highest good.
Good. No movement. Nice. That's it. How do you feel?
Weird. Like, I feel weird. My uterus doesn't hurt anymore. My guts don't hurt anymore.
Yep.
We
wouldn't be passionate about it if we weren't sure about it. I'm just saying. Buzzed. Huh?
I'm kind of buzzed.
Yeah, but you like it.
I kind of do.
Better good, better nice.
Very cool. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking.
Thank you. Everybody that watches our lives regularly said this is their favorite. Everybody, all through the comments, they're excited for this to come out next week. You're a guest on our podcast. I hope you know that. They're all excited. This is their favorite live they've ever had, and they're really excited you helped them out with all of the stuff. And also, I want you to keep in mind that the only healings of ours that you used during this was the brain aneurysm healing, which is Kate's, the blowout healing, which is both of ours, and the burnout healings, which is mostly Kate's. I have a few. But that's it. The rest of it was you. All of that shit was you. We just said the words and you did the things.
What's your clean off healing?
What's it called? Pop quiz.
Oh, slap shot.
Yes.
Good. All right. Okay. What do you tell to the stinky hands? What do you say?
You can keep that. That's not mine.
Yeah.
He's over there.
You can have that.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
You're good. You're good to go, bro.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Have bye, guys. Yeah. Bye. This was fun.
To book a dual session with Kate and Kat, visit either of our websites listed in the description of this video. For a spirit guide reading, you can book with Captain Kate at www.captainkate.com. For a one-on-one trauma healing session with Cat and Boots, you can visit www.catandboots138.com.